USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is once again appearing to downplay comments President Biden made to reporters about the United States defending Taiwan should China invade. A statement was quickly put out that said Biden's comments don't reflect a change in U.S. policy. Washington Democratic Congressman Adam Smith brushes off the president's comments on CNN.
He sort of moved away from strategic ambiguity, without question.
Are you okay with that?
I don't think it's going to make that big a difference. It clearly states the deterrence.
Confusion help?
It's strategic ambiguity.
The ongoing formula shortage is being blamed for the hospitalization of four babies in South Carolina, the babies having a bad reaction to new formulas. The Dow gained 618 points to close at 31,880. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by Govmint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Parents of students killed in the Oxford High School shooting in Michigan are filing a federal lawsuit against the school district. The parents claim school employees did not follow the district's process for handling students with suicidal thoughts, while they claim that the suspect clearly met the standards of the policy. The school has not yet commented on the lawsuit. Elon Musk is continuing to have questions about the amount of people actually on Twitter.
Elon Musk suggested that his agreement to purchase Twitter for $44 billion was based on actual followers of the platform. Now that it's been exposed, bots or non-people computers are in a large portion of the platform, his bid should be lowered to match the actual users. If 25% of the users are bots, then the Twitter acquisition deal should cost 25% less.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
This is the last week of the Johnny Depp defamation trial in Virginia, and he will reportedly be back on the stand. The Pirates of the Caribbean star already testifying in his case against ex-wife Amber Heard. He says her claims of domestic violence aren't true and have hurt his career. She countersued and spent 2 days testifying as well. Closing arguments are set for Friday. With the 2022 midterm season in full swing, voters in several states are heading to the polls tomorrow for primary elections. Republican National Committee Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel weighs in about former President Trump becoming involved in the primaries with endorsements for various candidates.
Oh, I'm not surprised that he got involved. Listen, the RNC stays neutral for a reason. We legally have to stay neutral, but it is helpful because we didn't put our thumb on the scale and we get to bring everybody together after the fact and have a kumbaya moment. But President Trump's always going to get involved in primaries, as are other candidates across the country. That's just the nature of politics.
Former boxing champion Mike Tyson is speaking out for the first time about punching a man on a plane. The incident happened aboard a JetBlue plane last month. On an episode of his podcast, Tyson said the man he punched was messing with him and had taken a picture with him. Video of the incident surfaced online and showed Tyson repeatedly punching the man seated behind him. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.